Hello guys, I'm back. It's your boy Ben, and welcome to the Wiffle Statement Podcast. If you're back from the first episode, well, thank you very much. And if you're new to this channel, well, my name is Ben, and I really like wiffle ball, and I like talking about it a lot, and people seem to think that my insight is decent. I like to think it's pretty good myself, but yeah, the Wiffle Statement Podcast is just basically me talking for a set amount of time on a particular topic. Yeah, the first one came out in November, and now we're in December. I can't believe it's December already. Like, holy crap. You know, we're kind of in, like, the off-season now for wiffle ball and plan to start back up again in April, but it's kind of nice to just have, you know, the time off. I feel like if you played wiffle ball, you know, constantly, it would just get old and boring. But, you know, you got to have some off time, you know, plus for sports or, you know, school and whatnot, you got some off time. But then when it cranks back up, you know, you're all reinvigorated because you've been away from it for so long. In the last video, I told you guys, I'm sorry, not last video, the last episode of the podcast, I told y'all to, if y'all had any topic that y'all liked or interested in, and the one comment I got related to that was MLW. That was it. I don't even think it was in caps. It was just MLW. So, I thought about that for a while, and I have talked about MLW a lot. And this goes again, if you guys do want me to discuss a topic in the next episode for January, tell me below in the comments. But when I was thinking about MLW, I was thinking more particularly about backyard leagues. And specifically, why backyard leagues are so important in the wiffle ball community right now. So that's the approach I had decided to take with this. So I'm going to see how that goes. But yeah, backyard leagues, see, I feel like to completely get into this, we're going to have to go back to the beginning of wiffle ball. So wiffle ball began in the 50s, 57 maybe? I could be wrong on that. I don't want to fact check myself right now. But wiffle ball began as a way for kids to throw curveballs, you know, without injuring their arm. And it was also for kids to play, you know, quote-unquote baseball in a small, confined area. And that has now evolved into, you have professional leagues, you have backyard leagues, you have kids who play on the playground, you know, it's everywhere. But in today's wiffle ball, I feel like you have three main tiers of players. So the first would be, you know, the beer buddies who go out there to get drunk and play. And I think also in this group you could include little kids, you know, who played on the playground or whatever. So it's not very, it's just, you know, fun. You know, fun wiffle ball for fun. Then after that, you have the backyard leagues, which are, you know, they're more organized. They're, you know, kind of like, not like Pop Warner, but, you know, they're bringing wiffle ball together. It's not totally like, you know, it's not national competitive. You're not playing for cash, but you're organized. You have a league, and you play your games on a schedule. So it's competitive, but it's not super intense. And then, of course, the third tier would be competitive fast pitch wiffle ball, and that would be, you know, the Palisades, the NWLA, you know, Golden Stick, Fast Plastic, all those leagues. So that's, you know, taking wiffle ball to the most extreme. You have a lot of guys in there, you know, and, you know, these guys are throwing like 80 plus miles an hour from 48 feet away, hitting balls way out in the outfield, you know. So the variance between the tiers and skill level is completely different. Like, you had a, you know, a beer buddy come out and face, like, freaking, I don't know, Pat Leahy or something, he'd get blown away. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, because I think that's part of wiffle ball's appeal. And that's leading into what I'm talking about, why backyard leagues are so important. Because, you know, my opinion aside, some people are going to be completely content to, you know, drink a beer and play wiffle ball. And that's fine, you know, if you're enjoying what you're doing, don't let me stop you. But there's also the side tier of that where people who are like, you know, the slow pitch softball guys, they look at wiffle ball and are like, you know, wow, this is kind of cool. Y'all are playing, you know, a game that is not, you know, as physically intense as baseball, but it's still super, super competitive. Now, the thing is with that is that there's, like, an in-between with people. you know, people don't want to go. Most people see like this golden stick or fast plaster and like, holy crap, I thought this was wiffle ball. You know, it's just like so over the top to them that they just, you know, it's like, whoa, what are you guys even doing? And that's where Backyard League comes in. Backyard leagues to me are always going to be the main appeal of wiffle ball. And to support my statement on that, look at MLW. The reason that MLW has been so successful, besides their consistency over the past, what, like seven seasons they've had, the reason for their success is that their league is, their rules are simple to understand. They play a simple baseball style of play. And it's very easy for anyone, whether you've ever seen wiffle ball before, if you have no clue what it is, you don't know what cutting is, you don't know, you know, what modified bats are, whatever, you just see these videos and are like, okay, I can get this. And I feel like that's how most people start. They're going to see these backyard leagues and then transition into competitive. Or they're going to be content to stay at, you know, the backyard level, which is also fine. But the point that I'm making here is that when people see wiffle ball, they're going to think about the backyard. And to me, that's personally a good thing because that's where most people are going to be contented to stay. That's where wiffle ball's main market is. You know, I don't know. Maybe in several years, wiffle ball will, I mean, we already have national championships, but maybe it'll grow and scale a lot more, and I hope it does. But it's always going to be based off of the backyard game because that's really what it is at its core. And, you know, okay, I'm sorry, I'm straying away from MLW. I'll get back into that in a second. The thing with MLW right now that is, I feel, making their appeal even bigger is that they still have, they have this really big buildup of fans who see them. Not only are they very accessible, but they're also professional enough to where it's not something you would laugh at. That's another problem with wiffle ball that I think we have is that you also have these guys, you know, you have guys who are, you know, have their own leagues and their fields and backstops or whatever, but also you have just as many guys, and I don't want to come off in a bad way, but, you know, you have kids, you know, playing in their front yard, you know, in front of a car. How can I explain this? You know, you have kids who aren't giving it the best look. You know, you have the 5-year-olds using trampoline netting. You know, I don't really have a specific example to use, but when you portray wiffle ball in that light, it's not the best, you know, way to show it. But, you know, arguably neither is fast pitch, because most people see that as being way over the top. So, again, that brings me back to where the backyard leagues come in. Because why? It's accessible. That's all it is. It's accessible. Anyone can, you know, click on an MLW video if they have a basic knowledge of baseball and be like, okay, they're running the bases. They, you know, they score, ghost runners, home run, you know, strikeouts and walks. It's really simple. Whereas if someone were to click on a golden stick video, you know, it would be, you know, why aren't they running the bases? Oh, well, now he's running the bases because he hit a home run. Why is he flipping the ball to second? Why are they throwing it to the backstop? You know, there's if you don't really know the game and you watch like a Golden Stick or a Palisades video, you're going to be very, you know, confused. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Golden Stick, but it also took me like half a year to really understand the rules. And that's because I cared enough to teach myself. Most people are not going to care enough. If they are confused by what they're watching, they're just going to be like, oh, okay, that's cool. Now on to the next video on YouTube's infinite algorithms. But that's what I'm saying about MLW and leagues like that. I personally think we need a lot more backyard leagues in the community right now. Because, frankly, I feel like Golden Stick's online presence has kind of been fading lately. And Palisades, thankfully, Palisades is doing a great job of, you know, doing what they've been doing and holding up strong. But I feel like also the reason that backyard leagues are so important is that people want to watch games. That's, you know, if the wiffle ball community is going to grow, it's going to come from people enjoying their games, because it's something that people get invested in. They can come, they can pick a team, they can come watch them, you know, week after week and compete for something. You know, past, it, gone is the era where people really want to wait and see a bullpen. And I just posted a bullpen, so I guess I had no room to talk. But I feel that's also why, you know, Sean Steffi has stopped posting. Well, I don't know why he stopped. You know, he's probably busy with work or whatever. But it's also that, you know, other than his tutorials, most people don't want to see a bullpen. You know, they don't want to see someone progress in their pitching. They want to see a team play a competitive game, you know? And I thought it was kind of funny how when at the end of the summer, when MLW released that video of when Wiffle Boy 28 got to play against them, you know, I loved watching that. I thought that was amazing. But if you look at it, it only got like 4,000 views, which isn't that, you know, that much for MLW at this point. And it's kind of funny how the torch has been passed in a sense, because forever, Sean's, you know, Wiffle Boy 28, that channel was like the Wiffle Ball channel, you know, the one with the most views, the most subscribers, the most active. And now that torch has been passed to MLW, who's done a great job. You know, MLW is pioneering the Wiffle Ball community. Man, I'm really, I don't mean to blow him up, but y'all wanted me to talk about MLW, so I'm doing it. MLW is pioneering the Wiffle Ball community into 2018 and the next several years, I think, because they're giving people on YouTube what they want to see right now. You know, that's why, like, you know, subscriptions like MLB TV and stuff is so popular, because you can come, like, with the MLB, a game every single day. And, you know, MLW is not every day, but they've posted so many highlight videos this year, much more than they did in past seasons. And that was to give fans the consistent update, the consistent highlight reels of their teams. You know, and that's what people want. And also, the, you know, kids, I say kids, like, you know, 11 or 12, they see these videos and it's so cool. It's like, you know, these guys, they have teams, they got jerseys, shirts, you know, they got their own bats and a strike zone. It's not too much to where it's overwhelming. Like I've been saying, it's still accessible, but at the same time, it's like, wow, that's really cool. I want to be able to do that. Whereas, you know, if people would, you know, a 10 or 11 year old would click on a Sean Steffi, you know, Wiffle Boy 28 bullpen, they'd be like, oh my gosh, his pitches are dropping 20 feet. His riser is, you know, it's like 70, 80 miles an hour. Then they go out in their backyard and they take a ball and they don't know how to cut it. They don't know how, you know, how the wind direction affects it. And they try to throw these pitches and they have no luck at all. Their arm gets sore. They get frustrated and quit. You know, that's all it is. You know, that's it. So there's, you know, it's, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with, you know, Wiffle Boy 28, but I'm just saying that people, kids more in particular, who are the ones that, you know, Wiffle Ball is based around, let's not kid ourselves, when kids see MLW playing, that's what gets them fired up to play the game. Not an adult who's out there throwing 80, 90 plus miles an hour. And I think that's great, because I think what's going to happen is, as you know, these backyard leagues start to grow, maybe not all of the players, but a lot of them will start to transition into pro, you know, tournaments or whatever. And that also becomes an issue of, where do you draw the line between a pro tournament and a backyard league? Well, I think, you know, over time, as these leagues continue and continue to grow, you know, MLW could become, you know, start their own region that is basically a professional league. I mean, they started to do it. They're already hosting their own tournaments that I hope, you know, to attend one day. But if MLW and leagues, you know, like them, you know, like my league, you know, Sycamore Park, the greatest wiffle ball league ever, Fear the Tree, and Jay Hay for days. But, you know, if league, oh, geez, I'm sorry, guys. But if, you know, backyard leagues like that can continue to grow and continue to make people say, oh, wow, that looks really fun, it looks like something I could do, then that's what is going to get more people into the game, and that is what's going to make them start their own leagues and hopefully get more people to really start, you know, getting into the game of wiffle ball, start learning about it, start practicing, and then hopefully they'll start playing a lot of games, starting their own leagues, and then transitioning some of them into professional wiffle ball. And I think that's what's going to be interesting to see in 2018 especially, because, you know, like I said, 2017 to me really was MLW's greatest year, and they've done so much to expand their platform. And now in 2018, they could just, you know, do so much because they already have such a solid base and launch already. They can just keep shooting as high as they want to at this point. So the next couple of years will definitely be interesting to see how they, if they try to regionalize and form, you know, their own leagues a few years down the road, or if they keep playing these tournaments, which look amazing, by the way. I think Kyle's done a great job of running them and keeping a very professional aesthetic. He's done a fantastic job with that, very much in the vein of Golden Stick. So, thumbs up to you, Kyle. But that is what's going to be interesting to see. And I hope to keep my league going and to myself play in some professional tournaments like I talked about in my last podcast. If you'd like to check that out, and it's a couple videos back, I'm sure you can find it. There's some links in the description of this video. But yeah, guys, that is my thoughts on the importance of backyard leagues in the wiffle ball community. What are your thoughts? Tell me below in the comments. I'd really like to know. Do you think, you know, fast pitch is what makes the game interesting? Do you think beer buddies is what makes, you know, people laugh and, you know, just have fun with the game of wiffle ball? Tell me below in the comments. I'd love to know. And like I keep saying, if there's something that you think is, you know, interesting and you'd like to talk about, then start the discussion below in the comments, and I will definitely bring it up in next month's episode of the Wiffle Statement Podcast. That's going to do it for this episode, guys. If you got through this whole thing, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. It's definitely different for me, you know, talking unscripted, so trying to get better at it. You know, thanks for sitting these out. I hope you enjoyed it. You get out there, have an awesome day, play some wiffle ball, and I will be talking to you very soon. Goodbye.